I am Matvey Yankelevich, and this is Poetry Now. Our culture is so focused on the new, and there is, in poetry these days, generally kind of an interest in the political and the social beyond the confines of the personal. Especially overblown sentimentality has been out of style for a long time, since Pound and the modernists kind of pushed back against the florid Victorian poetry of late 19th, early 20th century. And I'm interested in this more florid, more decorated style. I didn't used to be, but I just suddenly got interested in it as, you know, this kind of way of using word order that seems perversely old-fashioned. I think part of it is an attempt to get away from even my own preferences and leanings toward a kind of American vernacular. This poem dwells in a way that's, you know, modern wisdom would say is unhealthy on memories of amorous relations and kind of the impotency of memory to bring anything back. A poem from a winter notebook. As winter went on, every morning's spoon of buckwheat honey resembled more the taste of that isosceles at midpoint of your weight. Its smell brought sweetly back the pendulum-like pace, moving us from windowsill to floor, from floor to bed, and back to floor, mapping haste's measure of the room, our smell, but also meuble, book dust, hanging smoke, an open bottle, everything connecting now for me, as smells will do, things that don't connect, may not be mine in memory, like childhood's corridors, cats, others' bodies, and maybe other minds. All this from the spoon, sweet, grassy in my nose, cloying almost, bitter on the tongue. Yet, as clear as memory of pace, of smell, of movement made, strange, where is the sound of us as we moved with one another? The absence of sound in the poem was interesting to me in terms of the gaps of memory. Things like book dust, which is hard to say what that smell is, but it's definitely in my apartment. And all these other things that are about time moving through people in space are present, but what's missing is the sound of voices, conversation, the words. Yet, as clear as memory of pace, of smell, of movement made, strange, where is the sound of us as we moved with one another? I'm interested in seeing if I can write a poem that is both pleasurable and uncomfortable. I'm making jokes with myself, poking at myself, saying like, you think you can write this line, or isn't this line terrible? Or so there is a kind of like negotiation of taste. Even reading this poem out loud feels a little strange. But in the end, that's what's most motivating for me as a writer, is to put myself in that position.
That was Matvey Yankelevich and his poem, A Poem from a Winter Notebook. I'm Katie Clarkson, and this is Poetry Now, a production of the Poetry Foundation. For more about this series, go to poetryfoundation.org/poetrynow.